First John. We appreciate that devotional this morning. I wish more people believe that. There are very, 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 very few who do. Lots say they do, but their life says otherwise. The problem today is so many people try to get a job instead of just taking the one Lord gives them. And there's a big difference. God's people don't have to try to get work. God will provide it. Amen. And it'll be the right one. You try and you'll get the wrong one every single time. But in 1 John chapter 1, been looking at verses 5 through verse 1 of chapter 2 that talks about walking in the light. We see in verse 5 that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That simply declaring the nature of God, that God is sinless. And then he goes on to say in verse 6, if we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. No exceptions. No exceptions whatsoever. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have, that is, we continue to have, fellowship one with another. And as we're doing this, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, which shows us that walking in the light is not sinless perfection. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And then we see our goal is that we sin not, there in verse 1 of chapter 2. We've seen so far that walking in the light involves living in a different domain. When we were lost, of course, our domain was darkness, and that's where we live. That's where we conducted our life. At salvation, a change took place. A transfer took place. We were transferred from darkness to light. And we saw last week that walking in the light means walking in newness of life, walking as God would have us to walk. It's really holiness. Walking in the light is to have holiness of life. We want to begin to look at some of the results of walking in the light. Just as there is results in walking in darkness, there are results in walking in the light. We see, first of all, that there is a conformity to God. In verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as in like manner, that's conformity, as he is in the light. Again, we're not in the light to the same degree that God is, because in him is no darkness at all. But as we walk in the light, we are conformed to the Lord. We become more like the Lord. So as he is in the light, speaks of conformity with God. Now that there is such a thing as conformity with God should greatly interest us. Immediately that should get our attention. If there's such a thing as conformity with God, then I ought to want to be in conformity with the Lord. Conformity, of course, simply is compliance. It is compliance with God. You cannot walk in the light and not be in compliance with God. And you cannot walk in darkness and be in compliance with God. So, conformity, since it's compliance with God, involves a transformation. That is, it involves a change. As we walk in the light, we're being changed. We're being transformed. As we walk in the light, an alteration is taking place. The more we walk in the light, the more we are altered. Our thinking is altered. Our feelings are altered. Our views are altered. Everything is altered. And again, the more time we spend in the light, the more altered we become. There is a reconstructing that is going on as we walk in the light. There's a reshaping. And again, it is a reshaping according to the image of God. So walking in the light, there is conformity with God. There is a transformation. And this transformation involves a renewal of the mind. Notice a very familiar verse in Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2, we're all very, very familiar with the verse. It's foundational as far as Christian living is concerned. It's why most never serve the Lord like they ought to, because they never get past Romans 12, 1 and 2. But in Romans 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world. That's darkness. That's darkness. But, that is, instead of being conformed to this world, and this is necessary if we're going to not to be conformed to this world, be ye transformed. That's that change, that alteration, that reshaping and reconstruction. And we are transformed by the renewing, by the renewal of your mind, which is inward. There has to be an inward renewal before one will walk in light rather than darkness. There has to be an inward renewal that takes place if we are going to be conformed to the image of God. The Pharisees outwardly tried to conform to certain laws, and they picked and chose the laws, and that's what folks do. You look at anybody who's trying to conform and trying to look like a child of God and act like a child of God, they pick and choose. They pick and choose what they will conform to. And the reason that is because an inward transformation has never taken place. You see, when an inward transformation takes place, an outward transformation is the sure result. An outward conformity to God is the sure result. So we are walking in the light, we are being transformed. As we're in order to be transformed, there has to be this inward renewal. And I believe that takes place as we're walking in the light. The more we're walking in the light, the more we're being inwardly renewed. The more, the reason today that people struggle, I mean, God's people struggle between the philosophies of the world and what God says. They struggle with that. There shouldn't be any struggle between those two things. But people struggle. I mean, they have a very difficult time with that. The reason is Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. They haven't gotten past that. You've got to start there. There should be no struggle between the philosophies of the world and what God says. Because they're as different as night and day. And again, they're just, it's amazing. When you look at what God's people struggle with, what it tells you is either they're lost or they haven't advanced one inch spiritually. And like the Pharisees, they just clothe themselves in robes of righteousness. They pick and choose. They get proud. They get haughty. And that's all they have. And they get greatly offended by such teachings as Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. So if it is as we walk in the light that we are more and more renewed inwardly, and the more we are renewed inwardly, the more we are changed and transformed outwardly. So conformity, we find it in walking in the light. Conformity is Christ-likeness. We're conformed to the image of Christ. Do you realize that's why God saved your soul? To be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. Romans 8 verse 29. For whom he did foreknow. Going back to the beginning of the plan of salvation. Whom he did foreknow, he predestinated. That is, he predetermined, he determined beforehand to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's what salvation is all about. Being conformed to the image of his Son. That is to be taking place right now, and that will, of course, come to completion when we get to heaven. But in the meantime, it is to be taking place right now. And that takes place as we walk in the light. As we walk in the light, we are changed into his image. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Well, let's back up and begin reading with verse 15. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the laws of God, books of Moses, the veil is upon their heart, talking about the Jews. That is, they're blind. Nevertheless, when it, referring back to the heart, shall turn to the Lord, a change has taken place. There's a change that has taken place there. When the heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. That is, now they can understand things. Now the Lord is that Spirit. He's the Spirit that turns the heart. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Then notice what it says, verse 8, in verse 15 again, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Verse 18, but we, change in pronouns, but we all, we that are saved, with open face, that is without the veil, beholding as in a glass or a mirror, the glory of the Lord. That is, as we behold the glory of the Lord, you do that in the light. You do not do that in the darkness. You behold the glory of the Lord in the light. And as we walk in the light, we behold the glory of the Lord. And what is the result of that? Are changed. Into the same image from glory to glory. That talks about growth. From glory to glory, or from glory to more glory. It's wonderful. We are changed into the same image. And how does this change take place? Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. As we walk in the light, conformity to Christ takes place. As we walk in the light, we are changed. We are being changed. We are becoming more and more and more like Christ. But you look around today, and it's not being judgmental, it's fact. You'd have to be blind not to see it. You look around today, and most of God's people are more and more conformed with the world every day. They're not more and more conformed to Christ. They're less and less inclined to Christ, and more inclined to the world. Well, what's that mean in light of what we just read? Well, you can see what it means. We have to walk in the light. The one who walks in the light resembles God. Notice in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 4. These things, I'm sorry, I'm in 1 John, 2 Peter 1, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these, that is, by these promises, you might be partakers, participants of the divine nature. You and I are participants of the divine nature. That is, it's in us. It's Christ in us. And I believe the more we walk in the light, the more we are being changed, and the more we participate in the divine nature. And the more you participate in the divine nature, the less you participate in its opposite, which is the flesh or the world. Yet today there's greater participation. People are trying to defend participation in the flesh. But the truth is, if we're walking in the light, we are participating less and less and less. The things of the world are becoming of less interest to us. Now, as you get older, it seems that there is less interest in the things of this world. But that should be true of every child of God. We ought to be getting less and less interested, finding ourselves less and less as a participant of the world. So when we walk in the light, the change takes place. You know, a lot of people today will tell you they've changed, but the only problem is they're still walking in darkness. And my Bible says you're a liar. That's what it says. Two things are necessary for change. Two things. Notice in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 22. Put off concerning the former conversation. Read down in verse 24, put on the new man. Two things have to take place. First of all, there has to be a putting off. You see, that's why many never change, because they don't put off the darkness. They try to cover the darkness in light, but they don't put it off. You got to put it off. Now, if I put these clothes over yesterday's clothes, have I really changed clothes? Not really. And if I keep doing that for day after day, you'll find out I haven't changed clothes. The evidence will be there. You'll begin to smell something. But you see, that's what people do. And they'll tell you, I've changed. But you haven't. You haven't changed your clothes unless you put off the clothes you had on. So, to walk in the light results in change. So walking in the light involves what? Putting off darkness. And that's basically what he's telling us here in 1 John chapter 1. You have to put it off. But we live in a day when people want to put on without putting off. To those same people, I would say, well, just practice that with your clothes. See how it works for you. Just see how it works for you. It don't work. It's not going to work. So first, there has to be a putting off. Then, of course, you haven't using the illustration of clothes, you haven't changed your clothes if that's all you do is put off. You haven't changed clothes yet. You have to put on. So you have to put away, and then you have to replace what you put away. That's change. And that's what walking in the light does. We put off, we put on, we are truly changed. Notice verse 25, put away lying, speak every man truth. You see, there's a putting off, there's a putting on. Quit lying, put that off, but it doesn't stop there. You see, most people think, well, if I quit lying, I'm no longer a liar. No, that's not true. When you start telling the truth, you're no longer a liar. But we like to stop short. You put off lying and speak every man truth. Goes down to verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more. Okay, I don't steal no more. I've changed. Oh, you have to replace that with something. But rather let him labor, working with his hands. So as we walk in the light, there is a conformity to God. There is a change that is taking place. And this is a real change. It is a change that involves putting off and putting on. It is a change that involves, you cannot have darkness and light at the same time. 1 John chapter 1, the verses we've already read, make that very, very clear. You cannot say that you are walking, you cannot say that you're walking or that you're in fellowship with God and walking in darkness. It doesn't jive. The two do not mix. So as we walk in the light, a change is taking place. This is our privilege. This is our opportunity. This is our responsibility to walk in the light. That is where we will resemble God. You say, I'll just put on a robe of righteousness over my old filthy clothes. You're a Pharisee. You are now conformed to the Pharisees. Pharisees are not dead. Our churches are filled with them. They're filled with them. They're not dead. They're alive and well today. But then, this is where joy is found. In real change, in walking in the light. That's where we find joy. That's where we find peace. That's where we find rest. That's where we find the power of God. Walking in the light. So one result is that we have conformity to God, or real change is taking place in our life. And we'll look next week at some other results of walking in the light. And again, the only way to achieve these results is by walking in the light. You can try it your way, and you can try all the ways you want to try, but I'm here to tell you, you're just wasting your time. This is what will work. Walking in the light. It'll work every time. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly